Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you for joining with me on the Word Podcast. Hey, let's see if we can finish this fifth chapter of 2 Corinthians today. What do you say? Thank y'all so much. Really for being patient and long-suffering, but there's just so much here. And you know, you think you've covered all, you come back and say, wait a minute, I just saw something else here. Something else has popped my mind. And in this format, I determined long ago, I guess I want to go through things at a good pace, but I want to not feel rushed or hurried or harried, and I want to take our time. And if a rabbit jumps out in front of us, we may chase that rabbit. If a big squirrel goes, we may go, squirrel, okay? So here's 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. We've covered this already, then we're going to press on. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. And, you know, like we covered the last time, this is a very, very well-known passage, and it should be, because it's an exciting passage. We are not what we were. The old things have passed away. New things have come. Now, verse 18. Now, all things come from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, namely, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. So four times in those two verses, that one sentence, there's some form of reconciliation. What does that mean? Well, it means to be put in right relationship with one another or with something. We reconcile checking accounts, right? Make sure everything is in proper alignment. The world was not in proper alignment with God because man had sinned. At the beginning of verse 18, it says, now all things are from God. And it actually says all these things. The word these is not in the Greek. It says now all things are from God. But the idea being everything I've covered right here, all of this is from God, guys. And what God did is he reconciled us to himself through Christ. And then he did something else. But let me make sure we understand this. This is something that we miss quite often. We talk about it here from time to time. Okay, talked about it in the Bible study this week, as a matter of fact. We actually use the scripture passage right here in the covenant study, I think. Sometimes we forget, or perhaps it isn't foremost in our mind, and it should be, that what the Lord Jesus Christ did, his death, his burial, his resurrection, what he did for mankind was at behest of the Father and was to reconcile us to the Father. I fear sometimes that we worship Jesus. Now, don't hear me wrong here, guys. We worship Jesus, and we should worship Jesus. We're supposed to worship Jesus. But we worship him nearly to the exclusion of the Father. We'll say something about the Father, but we feel like, well, if we do one, we can't do the other. No, we do it all. We worship the Father, the Son, the Spirit. But never forget that Christ reconciled us to the Father, those who believe. If we will believe what he's done, then we are saved and we will be in right relationship with the Father. But not only that, he gave us the ministry of reconciliation. And here's where that word ministry is actually used in a good way. It's diakonia, where we get the idea of a deacon. And it literally means service. He's given us the service of reconciliation. And that word ministry is so perverted within the Western church and the Western world because we have ministers, we have ministries, all this kind of stuff. And it's just perverted. It really is. Think of it as service. We have the service of reconciliation. Verse 19, he says, namely this, and he explains a little more, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. Well, there you go. It was in and through Christ that God, the Father, was reconciling the world that had rebelled against him, reconciling the world to himself. And not only that, look what he did, not counting their trespasses against them. And he has committed to us the word of reconciliation, the logos, okay, the statement, the speech, the giving the account of, okay? He has committed that to us. Several other passages talk about how while we were yet in sin, the Lord died for us, right? And that's what the picture is right here, is that he reconciled the world in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. So do you see how Paul, so smoothly, so slick in a good way, has morphed what he's been talking about? The Spirit is leading him to, yes, address these things, what people have been saying about you and how the people in Corinth are confused and they're wondering about you. Did you bring the real gospel? Or is this guy that's really, really slick, a lot of times a slick shyster, right? Is he the one that's got the true gospel? He's dealt with these particular issues, a lot of them in this chapter right here. And then he says, hey, you know what? These things are from God. Don't forget, he's the one that reconciled himself through Christ. He reconciled the world to himself. He wasn't counting their trespasses. It's through Christ that those trespasses had been forgiven. And not only that, but he's given us a service of reconciliation. He has given us and committed to us the word of reconciliation. That answers a question right there that a lot of times people have. Well, you know, why didn't God just take us when we're saved? Why didn't he just take us on? Why does he use us? Because he's chosen to. Because he wanted to, in the same way that he did in the Garden of Eden, in the same way that he wanted Adam and Eve to take the creation that was in Eden and to expand it throughout the world. God could have put it throughout the world instantly, but he wanted to work hand in glove with man. Man rejected it. He has committed to us this word of reconciliation. Now, the last two verses, verse 20. Therefore, another therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ. Ambassadors, okay? It literally means to be an elder, one who takes precedent over something, a senior thing. And what you're a representative of somebody. And it is reflective of one that's a little more aged, got experience. He said, you are the one that represent and images Christ as though God were making an appeal through us. We beg you, on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. So there's some of them right there that weren't in right relationship with the Lord. He uses the word reconcile again. He says you need to be reconciled with God. There's some that were truly saved, but they were sidetracked by the cares and the concerns and the flattery and the chicanery of those that sound real good. And he said, no, make sure that you're right with God. Get back in right relationship. Verse 21. He made him, that's Father, made the Son, who knew no sin, to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. We know that verse, don't we? We know the verse about ambassador. We know several of these verses. Do we know them put together like this? They're coming out, some friction and some things that were happening locally. He's saying, hey, get your eyes and attention upon the Most High God and what he's done for us. He's given us the word of reconciliation. He has given us the ability to speak forth the service of reconciliation. We need to do that. You need to remember that the Father gave the one who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf. And because of that, we might become the righteousness of God in him. We are the very righteousness of God in and through the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, I'm not just a sinner saved by grace. No, you were a sinner. You were saved. You are now a saint. You are a righteous one. Then why do we sin? Simply because we choose to. Quit choosing. Choose to abide in the Lord, okay? Don't choose to sin. When you do that, that righteousness will be made manifest, and he will use us to reconcile the world to him. It's an amazing thing. It really, really is. Well, again, I'm Dale. Hey, thank you for your time. I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.